Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Please download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by our great friends over at Liverpool Physical Therapy, Burn Dairy, and Cicero Golf Shop. Listen, if you're in and around Central New York, you got to stop by the Cicero Golf Shop and Store. They've got golf grips and repair available. Get a grip on your game today. They're open 10:30 to 7 daily, and you can work on your game there as well with the full driving range. Use all your clubs. Get ready for the season as well. From ping to tailor-made and everything in between, plus your tour edge equipment as well. They've got the top-notch stuff over at Cicero Golf Store and Shop to really, really improve your game and add to the bag as well. Cicero Golf Store, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. The Pro Shop and Range open daily. New hours at Cicero Golf Shop, 10:30 to 7. Mats and grass areas are available at the Cicero Golf Store. Route 11 at Cicero, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well, to our friends from Camillus Golf Club, Brewerton Ace Hardware, and CH Insurance. Bundle your home and auto today with CH Insurance. You can log on to find out more information at chinsurance.cc. So the Buffalo Sabres have fired Don Granato, and, you know, I don't agree with this. I'm with my buddy Bill Hoppe that, you know, eventually you have to, you know, you have to commit to something, right? You have to commit to something. And I'm not saying that Don Granato is the second coming of Scotty Bowman or Toe Blake, you know. I'm not saying any of that. I think the places where Don Granato, you know, really came up short, you know, were that, you know, number one, you regressed as a team big time from last year for every possible reason known to mankind. This was a team that was one win away last year from the postseason. They regressed mightily this year. That's definitely a bad mark on Granato. Just giving you a couple reasons why you could argue for him being fired, right? The goal is to make the playoffs for this team, like it was for the Bills to make the playoffs and break the drought. They did not do that. That's another reason. I think another thing that really hurt this team as well was that for one reason or another, the power play, I mean, it was absolutely horrific. This team also could not get on win streaks to save their lives. They had, you know, their first three-game win streak, I think, what, in February? They could never get a four-game win streak. Don Granato was also under 500 as a Sabres head coach. And, you know, another thing that really bothered me, I think number one, you know, over everything, would be that Don Granato had it in his head to become more of a defensive team this year, and I thought that was a mistake. There was a little bit of a window where, okay, you've got Bo Byram, you've got Owen Power, you've got Dahlin, you've got Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen playing at a high level. Let's now try to go out and beat teams 2-1 since, you know, we're not scoring enough goals. Guys are injured left and right, whether it's Tage Thompson for this period of time, Dylan Cousins for this period of time, Jack Quinn for this period of time, Alex Tuck for this period of time. Guys are injured across the board. Jeff Skinner for this period of time. Let's go try to win 2-1. You know, let's go try to win those low-scoring games. And I thought that was a mistake. You know, you can win those games in the NHL, of course, but I thought that they should not have made, you know, that drastic of a change just to do it. Hey, let's just try to throw this up against the wall and see if it sticks. Doesn't make any sense. This is a team that last year, you know, they scored a million goals. They were one of the most efficient teams offensively. You know, we saw the breakout of Tage Thompson and many others and all this young talent. Why on earth would you want to become a defensive team? Maybe you want to become a little bit more defensive and a little bit more blended and well-rounded, but you don't just become a defensive team, and you certainly don't do it overnight. It took the Sabres a long time to find their footing. There's no doubt about it. You know, they only had the 244 goals. The power play was brutal. 16.6% clip, fifth worst in the league. They did trim their goals against from 297 to 243. you know, but the problem was they couldn't score to go along with it. And while they weren't scoring, they, you know, almost looked like they wanted to not score and become a defensive team. So I didn't like that as well. The other problem, I mean, this is really where the season came. I mean, if you really want to boil it down to one, it's never one thing. But man, when you look at this right here, you could say it is one thing, right? They could not reach overtime to save their lives. When they got into the playoff chase in March, they couldn't even get it done then, right? They registered more regulation wins, 33, than the five teams immediately ahead of them in the standings. I mean, you know, in a sport where points are the basis for you making the postseason, half the league makes the playoffs and it's a point structure. Wow. They compiled just 6 loser points. So they couldn't get into OT enough and couldn't get into overtime. They just won or lost in regulation a lot of the time. The Washington Capitals, on the other hand, a lot of those loser points, double-digit points. And as I record this, just clinched the final playoff spot and the second wild card with a win over the Flyers. But they got into those OTs, they got into those shootouts, and they got a lot of those extra points. The Sabres did not. And it created a non-playoff year. So those are some of the reasons why you would go, okay, well, this makes sense to make a change. I thought Don Granato deserved another year. Number one, what Billy says, you know, you got to commit to something at some point. I'm going to give you a couple of my reasons why Don Granato should have stayed on for one more year here next on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our good friends at Burn Dairy, CH Insurance, Welch and Company Jewelers, and Stumbling Monkey Brewing Company. MLSP back with you, brought to you by Elevate Fitness of Syracuse and Burn Dairy. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel at ML Sports Platter. And of course, you can get me all over the social platforms. ML Sports Platter, Mike L Sports, you name it. X, Instagram, everywhere. TikTok, go ahead and subscribe. And follow, again, my YouTube page at ML Sports Platter. So I mentioned just a second ago that I thought Don Granato deserved another year because, you know, again, I'm with my buddy Bill Hoppe, who was he's very close to the scene, very close to the team. You know, eventually you have to commit to something. But a couple of my things that I would really like to point out. Number one, you know, he seemed to get a lot more out of certain players than past Sabre coaches. You know, Ralph Kruger was a complete disaster of a hire. Think about Rasmus Dahlin and him taking his place among one of the, you know, among the group of elite defensemen in the NHL, right? I mean, you've got Quinn Hughes, you've got Cale Makar, right? You've got Yossi, those kind of guys. Rasmus Dahlin's probably a top 5, top 6 defender in the entire NHL, right? I mean, absolutely, positively, yes, okay? And that was absolutely, you know, something that was unlocked through Don Granato. And I think another thing too, Tage Thompson, right? He was a winger who Granato shifted to center, scored 47 goals in 22-23. I think a lot, you know, some of the injuries maybe had to do with Tage. I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does next year. But again, here we go, you know. Had that slow year. How much of it had to do with the injury? We don't know right now. Maybe we'll find out. The other thing is, right, is that Don Granato, you know, I think deserved a little bit more of a chance to see who the heck was coming up in terms of these young players. All we hear about is all these young guys. We hear all about the Matt Savoys and all these young dudes, you know, Rusek and all these different dudes and guys around the world and in the minors and in the international leagues. Okay. You know, we had Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. The goaltending this year was a surprise because we thought maybe Devin Levi from last year was going to be the guy. It turned out he regressed a little bit. They put him in the minors mostly, and UPL was the guy. That was not expected. Don Granato, I think, deserves to have his actual 1-2 punch in goal. Devin Levi still is not quite ready. Goaltending is where you start in this league. What if Devin Levi is ready next year? Why can't Don Granato coach him? You know, I don't like that part of it either. He deserved at least to have that, right? I thought so. You know, then you look at another situation with the starting over part. You know, again, I'm not saying Don Granato is like this all-world coach, but no matter how you slice and dice it, fair, unfair, agree, disagree, you have to start over again. New culture, new system, new voice, new this, new that. That's all the Sabres do. That's why, again, the whole committing to something, you know, kind of the deeper explanation by myself, Bill Hoppy, and others is like, you know, committing to something along those lines is that you have to have, you know, some kind of a consistent voice. You know, sometimes the consistent voice does run its course, but I mean, it hasn't really been there that long. Now you're starting all over again. You're starting over in the room, philosophies. And the NHL is also the worst, by the way, with firing coaches. I mean, my God, is there any league worse than the NHL in terms of just, well, we're just going to fire him. Hell with it. That's the only solution. There is no league worse than that. None. You know? And is it Don Granato's fault that these players are soft? Is it his fault that they can't win? That they don't know how to win? Is it his fault that these guys are bothered by outside noise? Is it his fault that Alex Tuch is bothered by booing at home? Is it his fault that, you know, Tage Thompson is telling the media that they do listen to outside noise and it gets in a little too much? I mean, is it his fault? I mean, maybe a little bit. I mean, can a coach change a lot of that? Maybe not. Might be able to change a little, but maybe not all of it. What I'm saying is it's something, not everything. What are we doing here? I think that players, more than anything, I mean, John Cooper's been amazing in Tampa. But what does Tampa Bay do? And again, it's never about one guy until it is. What does Tampa Bay do, even with all those amazing players coming through the Syracuse Crunch and all the rest? Right? And every other player outside of that, right? The Braden Points, the Kucherovs, the Vasilevskis, the Sorellis, the Hedmans, all these guys for the Tampa Bay Lightning. What do they do without Steven Stamkos? What do they do? You know, what do they do without Steven Stamkos? Heart and soul, captain, right? Multiple Stanley Cup runs, multiple championships and all the rest. You take him out of that, maybe they win still. Maybe they don't. I don't know. But think about that kind of an influence. The Sabres need a guy who knows how to win. They need a guy who knows how to win. More on that next here on the ML Sports Platter. Hey, sports fans, BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB to golf to the NBA and NHL playoffs. Get the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams, and you can get the latest odds, lines, including the latest matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head on over to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, it's where the game starts. You know, here on the ML Sports Platter, I like to cover a wide range of topics. Even during your team's offseason, there's always a story to break, right? Including free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you'll know I'm a proud Bonnie. St. Bonaventure University gives its students a solid foundation and has trained many journalists that you know and love from ESPN and other leading media organizations across the globe. Their online Master of Arts in Sports Journalism builds podcasting, interviewing, and research skills needed in a changing media landscape right now. Students learn how to follow high professional standards as they tell nuanced stories about the sports we love. You don't need writing or broadcasting experience to start the program, just simply a passion for the profession. There's no application fee or graduate exam scores to apply, and you can complete the program in less than 2 years. Yes, less than 2 years. Get in touch with an enrollment advisor today at sbujournalism.com to learn how you can become a sports journalist and a Bonnie. That's sbujournalism.com. SBUjournalism.com. Honest Sales and Service and Welch and Company Jewelers bringing to the ML Sports Platter. I just think that the Sabres need a voice. I think they need a big-time guy who knows how to get it done. Deep runs, Stanley Cup runs, championships, and all the rest. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, these young guys, and I heard from some troll on social media, like, oh, well, the Sabres, you know, their guys are so young. It's so stupid to compare their young guys to other young players and and other young guys who have been in play. Like, look, Bo Byram, he's been a Stanley Cup run. That's not what I was doing. That's not what I was doing at all. What I was trying to point out is the Sabres have been young now for a few years. They keep missing the playoffs. Other teams have also been young for a little while here too. Okay? I wasn't directly comparing like a situation where you haven't had playoff experience to a situation with playoff experience necessarily. I was comparing and saying that everybody is young in the NHL and that shouldn't the Sabres have some kind of experience with the young players like everybody else? Do you see the difference? Because there is one. I'm not... Why would I ever compare the young players of the Sabres to others and go, well, you know, they should know this, this, and this because they have, you know, they have the same opportunities as everybody else. That's not what I was doing because clearly they haven't. Obviously, the Sabres young players haven't had the other experiences that the other teams and players have had. What I was alluding to is that they should have those experiences because everybody is young and being young is no excuse in the NHL anymore. It's just not. Everybody is young. Everybody. Every roster you go to is young. And on the Sabres, like, what are these guys going to do? What are they going to do? Is Peyton Krebs going to teach Zach Benson, or is Zach Benson going to teach Jack Quinn, or Alex Tuch going to... I know, look, you've had Alex Tuch, you know, a little bit of the Vegas experience, same with Krebs, but are they really going to be able to explain what it's like to Rasmus Dahlin? Like, hey, this is how you take care of business late in the year and how you get through a playoff series? No, that's why I wanted to, you know, them to make it last year, just so they had one under their belts, and this year for that matter. Well, I mean, what's Owen Power going to do? Is he going to teach Dahlin? Is he going to teach somebody else? Bo Byram comes in, he's got, you know, that deep experience with Colorado, but that's only one guy, you know? Is Alex Tuch really going to teach J.J. Paterka? Is J.J. Paterka really going to teach Dylan Cousins? Uh-uh. But, you know, listen, you look up and down the roster, 23, 26, 23, 18, you know? Come on, 22, 22. Alex Tuch is even only 27 years old. Bo Byram, 22. Dahlin, 24. Jokiharu, 24. 21 Power, 24 Samuelson. I know he was hurt a lot this year. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is 25 and Devin Levi is 22. But everyone, it seems like, is young this year. Everyone's young. Come on. Like, enough of the excuse making. Everybody's young. Everyone. You know? I mean, really. This is a young man's game. Now you go to an Edmonton roster, it looks a little bit different. But they still have, like, a lot of really, really young guys to couple with the veterans. I mean, Evan Bouchard's 24 years old. Now, I know they haven't won a Stanley Cup, but they've made deep cup runs, and some of these guys can, you know, tell them how it is, at least. I still think eventually they're going to break through and get to a finals. I don't know about winning a cup. They certainly need more defense and goaltending to go along with the studs. I said a long time ago, I mean, I might have traded a Draisaitl and gotten a Hall. And built around McDavid and try to become that blended team. I'm not saying make them defensive because that would be hypocritical with what I just said about Buffalo, but, you know, blend in more. They have tons of scoring. I mean, they've got, look at what they've done this year with the other guys not named Draisaitl and McDavid, right? You pick up a Henrique, he's been huge, right? You got Nugent Hopkins, you've got Zach Hyman put in 50 apples this year. I mean, come on, right? Evander Kane, although he seems to be kind of a problem off the ice too, but you get my point. A lot of people are young. I'd try to bring in like a Steven Stamkos, somebody to, you know, I know he's going to be a high number, but good God, something's got to change. They got to bring in some major, major people. Be like, okay, this is how it's done, boys. When the going gets tough or there's noise or there's this or that or you're soft, or, I mean, they got to figure something out. And I think it's more important from a player perspective than a coach. I really do. ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices Together. They'll work to get you the maximum reward and a tip of the cap thank you as well to Camillo's Golf Club, Rosie's Corner, and Brian Conboy at Mass Mutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning. Go with Brian today at advisors.com. massmutual.com. As I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Businesses are targeted by cyber criminals every day. Data breaches happen even in the most protected environments. Cyber insurance from CH protects your company from data loss, litigation, and other penalties. CH Insurance helps businesses comply with electronic data regulation and losses you may suffer in cyber attacks. Trust the CH team to protect your business from hackers. CH Insurance, in your corner, every day, every way.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.